Unit 3. Key text. How to be Australian.
The first thing to remember about life in Australia is that it's different. This is a country where the national bird can't fly and the cutest animal spends 80% of its time asleep in eucalyptus trees. A country where the upside-down seasons mean you can spend crizzy on the beach wearing Factor 25 and little else besides. A country with a weird and wonderful musical instrument called a didgeridoo, which is actually the place where termites make their nest before it is made into an instrument. A country whose most famous landmarks are an ancient rock in the desert, a modern opera house in Sydney Harbour, and a huge coral reef off the northeast coast. A country which is really a continent in its own right, and is so vast that if you put it on a map of Europe, it would stretch all the way from the tip of Sweden right down to the Greek islands. A continent whose 350,000 native Aborigines have inhabited the land for something like 40,000 years, while the 19 million other inhabitants have been there for a little over 200. A population which, for obvious reasons, prefers to live either on the coast, on a river, or near a lake. This leaves the rest of the country, known as the bush, to the spiny anteaters, frill-neck lizards, red-bellied snakes, cane toads, cactuses, lost tourists and other creatures. Yes, if it flies, crawls, buzzes, jumps, bites, or drives a jeep, you'll find it in Australia.
Ozspeak.
Against this unique backdrop, it's hardly surprising that the Aussies have customs, habits, and an attitude to life which is all their own. For starters, the typical Aussie greeting is not hello or hi, but g'day. Luckily, this can be said through closed lips, which helps to keep the damn flies out of your mouth. Of course, Aussie pronunciation can take a bit of getting used to, as this old joke shows. Wounded soldier to nurse in Australian hospital. Did I come here to die? No, love, you came here yesterday. In fact, when you first arrive, you might be forgiven for thinking that Australians don't speak English at all. That's because they not only have their own accent, but they also have their own colourful slang. If someone says, I can't come to your barbie, mate, because me ankle biter's a crook, he's trying to tell you that he can't come to your barbecue because his children are sick.
Good on you, mate.
To live down under, Aussies have had to develop a strong sense of humour. Don't leave home without yours, and be prepared to laugh at yourself when you get there. Australians will tell anti-English jokes to the English, anti-lawyer jokes to lawyers, and anti-mother-in-law jokes to mothers-in-law. No one is safe from their wicked wit, but at least they'll laugh about you straight to your face. Don't take it to heart, just take it all with a smile. Better still, once you've got the hang of things, give back as good as you get. They'll like you all the more for it.
No worries.
When it comes to the crunch, the two things that Aussies value the most are friendship or mateship and having a good time. Aussies are generally laid back and easygoing by nature, and the much-heard expression, no worries, just about sums up their attitude to life. You should never try to come between an Aussie and his weekend, or even push the weekday working clock beyond 5 p.m. Australians put a high value on their leisure time. And with such a fan-bloody-tastic country as theirs, who can blame them?